This podcast is brought to you by Raycon. When the world gets too loud, create your own soundtrack with Raycon wireless earbuds. Raycons have a 32-hour battery life, start at half the price of other premium audio brands, and come with a 45-day happiness guarantee. Get 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Joe Biden is taken to himself to try to single out Florida. And what has he done? He's imported more virus from around the world by having a wide open southern border.
Who is he talking to? Cletus the slack-jawed yokel?
Hey, what's going on this side?
They're seeding people. They're taking kids from down at the border who may have it, and they're plucking them up and putting them all over the United States.
Get away from here. Spread out.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Unless we want to run the risk of going back to restrictions and having our freedom taken away, it's really clear what we have to do. People have to get vaccinated.
You don't have authority simply because there is a title next to your name is earned. You are a mayor and a governor, not a dictator and a king.
This is a guy that got too much power. Not good. It's not humanly good. It's not good in a democracy when someone's got too much power.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That is the number if you'd like to call us. We got a lot planned for this final hour of the show. Would like to thank Aviva Trattoria for bringing in a great spread for our VIPs. We lost a couple of them, lost four of the six of them, but it was a good meal, right? You have a good meal? Yep. Liked it. Good. 844-500-4242. I didn't know this was happening, but the chairman of the Massachusetts State Republican Party, Jim Lyons, tweeted out a picture of himself today. And he was playing a round of golf with none other than the president of the United States of America, the former president, Donald J. Trump, at the President Trump's golf club in Westchester in New York. And we wanted to see what they discussed here. Jim, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show.
Howie, great being with you. It's a beautiful day down here in New York. It was great meeting with the president today. It was great.
So how did this meeting come about? Did you try to arrange it, or how did it happen?
First of all, Howie, I want you to know he told me to make sure I said hello to you. So that's the first thing I want you to know.
Well, that's good. Thank. I'm glad he said that. Sometimes he thinks I'm from New Hampshire. I get the feeling, but that's okay because I am from Massachusetts. Yeah. But anyway,
He was confused. You know, a conservative was from Massachusetts was down here talking with him. So, it was great. About a month ago, as you know, Howie, there's been a lot of activity going on in Boston about the fact that we want to make a party in Massachusetts that actually stands for something. And President Trump got wind of it through the chairman of the Republican Party down here, Nick Langworthy, and they invited me down. And so I met with the president and talked about, you know, exactly what we're trying to do up here in Massachusetts, and he was 100% supportive of the fact that we're going to stand for the issues that matter to the people of Massachusetts. I think that's the one thing that we all know about President Trump. He was totally unafraid, and I asked him if he'd help us, and he told me that he definitely would. So we're very excited about that, and we spoke for a period of time, and it was just great. The man is to meet him in person and to see just such a down-to-earth man and totally committed to everything that we believe in.
Especially on the same day that he put out the email about the women's U.S. Olympic soccer team and said that they needed to replace the woman with the purple hair.
Howie, the other thing that's really exciting down here today, I don't mind telling you, is there's a lot of Republicans down here talking about Andrew Cuomo. Oh, my goodness. You should hear the things they're saying about this guy. So, it was great meeting the president. He was really energized, really excited about the fact that I told him that there was an awful lot of grassroots support in Massachusetts for the issues that he worked so hard for, and he was glad to hear that we're fighting for those issues.
Did he talk about, did he mention the man that Joe Biden calls Charlie Parker, the governor of the Commonwealth of Massachusetts?
You know, I have to tell you, his name did come up, Howie.
Yes, and?
And you know, it's crystal clear to me that President Trump and Charlie Baker don't look at the world the same way. And he made it perfectly clear to me that he believes that the direction that we're moving this party in is the direction that we ought to be moving it in, building it from the grassroots, standing for issues that are important to the people. And, yeah, I don't think that President Trump is a fan of Governor Baker's.
Did he indicate that he might, if Baker seeks re-election, that he might, you know, campaign for his opponent, i.e. Jeff Deal?
I think he would definitely, you know, as you know, as the chairman of the party, I cannot get involved in those kinds of situations. But my feelings from the president is that he would certainly like to see an exciting race up here. And I think that, as he's done across the country, is something that maybe he would take a look at.
Did Jeff's name come up? I mean, I know he knows Jeff because I introduced him to Jeff up in New Hampshire during the 2016 campaign.
Jeff's name definitely came up. It absolutely came up.
And what did he say about Jeff? What did he say about Jeff Deal?
He likes Jeff Deal a lot.
But
he likes Jeff Deal a lot. He likes what he stands for, and you know, he's real interested to see state by state stand up for the issues that he's been fighting for. And he knows Jeff has a view of the world that's very similar to the president's.
Do you think he would campaign for Jeff Deal?
I think the president made it clear to me that he's going to help the party up here in Massachusetts. And I think that given the fact that, you know, the governor, unfortunately, for 4 years, I don't think he said anything kind about the president. And I think that from a perspective of that, I don't think the president was overly happy about that situation. And we all know what the president's about. He's about standing up for issues, fighting for our values. And I think that's what he's looking for across the country. And he's visiting states, even blue states, and Massachusetts certainly is a blue state. So I anticipate that as we move forward, he wasn't happy about the fact that Governor Baker and those folks decided that they were going to put $1 million bounty on my head because I stood up for President Trump. He wasn't happy about it at all.
Really? Oh, so he's on your side in this. You know, as you know, the Rhinos were trying to get rid of Jim Lyons early last month, and they offered $1 million to the party if the state committee would vote you out. That they'd need a 2/3 vote. So it was a kind of a feckless effort to begin with. They weren't going to get the 2/3 vote. So what did he tell you about that effort to eliminate you?
Well, you know, that's exactly what precipitated all of this. It got back to the president that he knew that was going on, and therefore they, you know, he asked through some folks on the Republican Party, Nick Langworthy, if I'd come down and meet with him, and that's what we did, and we discussed that, and you know, he's offered to help us, you know, build the grassroots in Massachusetts, fighting for the initiative petitions, voter ID, you know, the medical care issue, critical race theory, all of those things, and you know, I think he wants to see a party that fights, not a party that goes along to get along, because no one could ever say that about President Trump.
Well, you know, the thing is, you know, his guy, Ron Kaufman, he was the he's the national committee man for the party. And Trump backed him when he was trying to get elected, I think, treasurer of the Republican National Committee. And let's face it, Ron Kaufman is not your friend, is he?
Absolutely not. His name did not come up today, though.
So, I mean, Trump is kind of between on the one hand, he likes you, but on the other hand, he likes Ron Kaufman, who's on the Rhino wing of the party.
Yeah, I don't think that in our conversation today, we were focused strictly on the grassroots and the issues. Voter ID must have come up, you know, two or three times in our conversation. So Kaufman's discussion and name did not come up in our conversation.
So again, I'm looking for a headline here, Jim. Help me out here. Trump will support the deal if it comes down to a Baker deal primary. Is that your understanding of it?
Absolutely. If that happened, yes.
So he would. So you're saying he would support deal?
There's no question in my mind that he would.
Would he come to
as the chairman of the party? I believe that President Trump would travel to Massachusetts to help somebody who's running for governor that stands for the things that we're talking about. And Jeff Deal's name came up, and the president brought it up. So,
oh, the president brought up Jeff Deal's name. Wow.
Yeah. We talked about the candidates that were running.
Yeah. What is he? Did he mention Karen Pulido?
He did not.
So I guess he doesn't know that.
The only names that were mentioned were Governor Baker and Jeff Deal.
So he doesn't know that her nickname is Pay to Play.
You want me to ask him later when I see him again?
You're going
to see. Yeah, I'm going to see him in about a half an hour.
Well, listen, tell him we really appreciated him being on the show last week. And, you know, we love having him on the show. And if he wants to be a regular, we'd love to have him on like once a month or even once a week. We'd love to have him on. And tell him we loved the tweet about the woman with the purple hair.
I will. And as I said, Howie, he was, relaxed, you know, just easygoing. And just, really appears to me to be someone who is totally committed to continue to fight, and that's exactly what we need.
Did he say anything about the eviction ban, by the way, which is just so outrageous that that Biden went against something he knew was unconstitutional?
No, he didn't. He did not bring that up, no.
Any national...
Really the comments...
Go ahead.
No, the one of the big issues that he talked about for several minutes was the voter ID issue. He really, you know, feels that is such an important issue tied to election integrity, because as you know, his thoughts on election integrity are crystal clear, and he thinks that anything that we can do to make our elections more secure and more fair is something that the president wants to see.
Okay. So it'd be okay if the Herald ran a headline tomorrow, Lyons says Trump would back Deal in primary against Baker.
I think you can, that was in our conversation, and I think I wouldn't have any problem saying it because he said it to me.
All right. Okay. That's great, Jim. Glad to give our best and tell the president that we all everybody in New England loves him, who listens to the Howie Carr Show, and we hope he comes back. I hope to see him soon, and would like to have him on the show again. And if not, I'll see him in Mar-a-Lago in the fall.
I definitely will. And as I said, I was very happy that he said, "Do I know Howie Carr?" And I said, "Of course I do. Everybody knows Howie Carr."
Yeah, I know there's a bounty on me in some quarters, but don't
you?
You and I,
both, we have bounties.
Yes, and Trump as well. So we all have that in common. All right, Jim Lyons, chairman of the Massachusetts State Republican Party. Thanks for being with us, and give our best to the president. The frenzied real estate market is causing bidding wars across certain segments. Real estate brokers are holding calls for highest and best offers because demand is so high. How do you as a seller know if you have realized all of the money for your property and if you sold under the best terms? You wouldn't hire a refrigerator repairman to fix your valuable car. So when selling real estate, let the bidding war experts for over 45 years sell your property quickly, contingency for true market value. Recent real estate auctions for Howie Carr Show listeners have attracted as many as 35 qualified cash-ready buyers battling for their properties. At the end of your auction, you will know that no money was left on the table. Remember, when you sell your real estate in the usual way with a broker, you pay the commission. But in a J.J. Manning auction, the buyer pays. That saves you, the seller, thousands of dollars right there. Whether residential, commercial, or land, J.J. Manning can get your property sold now. To learn more on how to get your property sold quickly and contingency-free, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111. Or jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next one. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold.
You're tuned into the Howie Carr Radio Network.
Oh my God. Heads have got to be exploding at the Globe when they heard that Trump would come to Massachusetts to campaign for Jeff Deal. I like to stir it up. It's fun to stir it up, especially when it hurts Charlie Parker after how he hurt all of us. Anyway, tomorrow afternoon, Grace and I will both be broadcasting live from Tuck's Trucks in Hudson, Massachusetts. We've done it before. It's always a great time when we go out there. And so come on out and get a book and get some food. There's a lot of stuff going on. And joining us now to tell us what's in store for all of us is Jim Boyle, the owner of Tux Trucks. Jim, thanks for being with us, and thanks for having me and Grace out tomorrow to the show, to do the show.
Well, thanks for having me on. Thanks for having me on, Howie. It's the biggest weekend of the summer in Hudson. You know, it'll start with Grace at 12 o'clock, and you'll come on at 3. And so 12 to 6, we'll be having, you know, a wonderful time at Tux Trucks. We'll have food from the 110 Grill, and of course, we'll be breaking some Piente d'Osi bakery bread, which is the very best, as you know.
That's right. So, Joe Piente d'Osi will be out there, and he always brings tons of bread. Even if you have my books, you need to come out and you can get some nice bread. He brings out the baguettes, the French bread, all kinds of different bread. So come on out. It's a good time, and you got plenty of room for people to hang out. They can stay. You can stay for the whole 6 hours. You got any specials for anybody? Any special deals going on?
Well, you know, it's always special when Grace comes back. We'll be continuing her education on the safe operation of a Fisher snowplow.
Yes, and I'll be staying far away.
And of course, we'll have the free season sale for Fisher plows and the GMC trucks, and it's always, you know, going to run right through Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So demand for products and all that other good stuff is, just another day at Tux Trucks when Howie and Grace are there. It's always a fabulous event.
Great. And I think we have books. I think we have books coming out too, don't we? I think we'll have some books to give away, and we got all kinds of stuff. And we're really looking forward to being out there. We always have a really good time, Jim. And so tell people. Go ahead.
Howie, I almost forgot. On Sunday, we're going to have our 5th annual Pontiac GMC car show. So you get all kinds of muscle cars and GTOs and Chevelles and all kinds of fun stuff will come out. So for people that can't make it to the show on Friday, they can obviously show up and take a look at all the cool cars and still look at trucks and snowplows on Sunday.
That's great. So how do people get to what? I know how to get there, but tell people how to get the Tux Trucks in Hudson.
Well, it's formerly exit 25A off of Route 495. It's exit 62 now, but they're both signs are up. So, as you know, Hudson is the center of the universe, so it's easy to find, but also, 1-800-MY-TRUCK is our phone number, and at TuxTrucksGMC.com, you can go on and check out any of the specials or all the information on the entire weekend.
That's great, and 110 Grill will be there, so there'll be some free food, and 110 Grill is a great place. It's owned by Robert Walker. He also owns Aviva Trattoria, who brought in the food for us today for our VIPs. It's just, and it's great, and you can leave with probably a couple of loaves from Piente d'Osi Bakery, wouldn't you say, Jim?
I would think so. It's always worth the trip.
Yeah,
always worth the trip because Joe is always puts on a nice spread for everybody.
Right, and he'll be doing police blotter facts with me and Grace at 5:45. And again, I think the rain is going to be ending tonight, so it's going to be a nice day if you're taking an early slide for the weekend. Come on down to Tux Trucks anytime between the hours of noon and 6. You can see Grace from noon to 3, and then me 3 to 6, and we'll just be enjoying ourselves and having a good time, and we'll be talking and posing for pictures with anybody who wants, and just come on down and enjoy yourselves, and get some free food, and buy a plow, get a preseason sale on a plow, yeah.
And I would suggest, Howie, you wear the steel-toed boots this time versus last time, you know, just in case.
I'm going to. That was a close call. That was a
it sure was.
It's yeah. I am. I had a classmate of mine who lost a couple of toes to a lawnmower, and he became a judge. But I think it's too late for me to become a judge, so I'm not willing to give up my toes to become a judge. Okay, I will see you tomorrow, Jim. Grace and I both look forward to it. Tux Trucks, Hudson, Massachusetts. We'll be there all day. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. And we have a lot of stuff, more stuff to get to. We're not even going to get to it all. And let's play a couple more Biden cuts here before we go to the cuts from Phil Scott, the governor of Vermont, on the transportation and climate initiative here. I want to play a cut. This is how he's talking about it. He says he gets the word honor. He can't even read the word honor. Okay. Cut 21.
Jill and I would never have thought we'd have to join you in the Capitol Rotunda, not once but twice. Once to honor Officer Brian Sicknick, who lost his life. And a second time to honor Billy Evans, who lost his defending the Capitol as well.
He wants to honor Brian Sicknick. Brian Sicknick died of a stroke. I'm sorry he's dead, but he had a stroke afterwards. Even his mother said he was not killed. He just keeps repeating this lie. It's the big lie. You just repeat it enough, people will believe it. That's the totalitarian message. And as for Billy Evans, he was run down by a member of the Nation of Islam, which he's never going to mention, obviously. Cut 24.
The third medal we displayed is the Smithsonian Museum.
Smithsonian Museum. Cut 23.
We must all do our part to perfect and to preserve our democracy.
Perfect and preserve our democracy.
How about perfecting and preserving our vocabulary?
His speechwriter should not put two words that start with the same letter that close together. It's always...
His speeches should just come with blank spaces like Mad Libs. Just fill in the blanks with whatever you want, Joe.
That's enough of that. I want to go to some of these Phil Scott cuts. See, Phil Scott is the governor of Vermont, and he was one of the guys that Baker was counting on when they were promoting this thing called the Transportation Climate Initiatives. And what they were going to do, they were going to get all 13 states in the Northeast, that as far south as Virginia, to go and jump off the cliff together and just jack up incredibly their gas taxes. And they were going to claim it was to prevent global warming and somehow fight global warming. But it was just a complete scam to screw over people who buy gasoline. And you talk about a regressive tax. Everybody has to buy gasoline, right? You know, it's not quite as much of a burden on John Kerry or Abigail Johnson or Bob Kraft as it is on Mr. and Mrs. John Q. Sixpack from Minnetown, USA. So everybody backed out. Some backed out immediately. Others just, you know, thought about it. And, you know, the legislatures in Connecticut and Rhode Island, for instance, Democrat legislatures, said, forget about it. We're not doing this. But Phil Scott was one of the guys they were counting on. He's kind of a rhino like Charlie Parker is, who now Trump doesn't like and is going to campaign for Jeff Deal, according to Jim Lyons. So Phil Scott was asked about it at some kind of Zoom conference, and he talked about this for a long time, and he's talking about how he says Baker has no choice but to move forward. So remember, there were 13 states to begin with that were going to jump and do this. 12 of them have backed out. The only ones left is the crazy mayor of the District of Columbia, Mayor Bowser, who doesn't believe who goes to a Dave Chappelle concert and doesn't wear a mask, goes to a wedding, doesn't wear a mask, but insists on a mask mandate for everybody in D.C., even though more people are being shot down in the streets by a margin of 3-1 than are dying of COVID. She doesn't do much about the murders except say, oh, this is terrible. But she does want to do something about the mask mandate. So she's the only one that's standing with Baker now. But this is Phil Scott talking about Charlie Parker and how he has no choice. Cut 25.
You know, when TCI, and I have a lot of pressure to join TCI. Right. Yeah. And, And I understand, you know, other states, Governor Baker in particular, has no choice but to move. You know, it's mandated in some respects by his legislature. So
no, it's not.
He's moving forward with this.
No, it's not. You misunderstand it, Governor Scott. If he doesn't want to do it, he doesn't have to do it. But he wants to do it because he wants to screw the motorists. It wasn't enough that he screwed the entire state with his absurd lockdowns. Now he wants to go forward. This is his newest way to beggar the working classes of Massachusetts. Cut 26.
I wasn't seeing how this could work for Vermont. And I'm not convinced today that it works for Vermont. It's
a scam. I don't think he was going to say that, but that's what I believe he meant. Cut 27.
And I'm not advocating for this, believe me, but we might as well just put our own fuel tax on and use the money ourselves here in the state rather than go through this whole apparatus to get money back out of it.
Yeah, but see, if you set up the apparatus, that's more green-collar jobs, as an earlier text there said. You know, more scam jobs. People can go to energy conferences. More undersecretaries of climate change. But Phil Scott is letting the cat out of the bag here. Cut 28.
At one point, someone had said that you would get more out of this than you put in, right?
And sure, Baker said that.
We tried to use that formula and never did come to the conclusion that we get more out of this, more resources out of this than we put in. Every time we do the calculus, we'd come up with, we're going to spend more money to help other states and wasn't going to help us all that much.
You know, the math didn't work for the polar bears either. They did it. It only works for hacks. It came out real. It put the hacks in the black, but nobody else, especially if you work for a living. You were deeply in the red. Cut 29.
But I feel good about the direction we're going without the need to raise taxes, and certainly not a regressive carbon tax.
A regressive carbon tax. Governor, did you hear what your fellow Republican governor said, how he described TCI, a regressive carbon tax? It couldn't be any more regressive. But Charlie Parker, this is the hill he wants to die on. Cut 30.
I didn't see the merits, but at the same time, I think things have changed. We'll see what happens with TCI. I saw other states dropping out as well.
Yeah. Well, they're going to be more, there's no states left to drop out except Massachusetts, because Charlie Parker is the only one who believes in this. And he just believes in it because he likes to have more money to pay hacks. And he likes to screw people who work for a living. 844-500-4242, 508. Charlie wants to enrich Rhode Island, Vermont, New Hampshire, and Maine gas station owners. Well, that's what it would do. That's obviously what it would do. There's already sort of a DMZ, a demilitarized zone around the New Hampshire border, especially, you know, where there's no businesses can survive that close to the border. It would just extend it even further, and it would extend it on all the other border. You know, like you said, the Connecticut, even the Connecticut would be cheaper than Massachusetts. New York might even be cheaper than Massachusetts. All right. Nationwide search department. Biden picks brother of MSNBC's Mika Brzezinski as ambassador to Poland. A nationwide search. A nationwide search. Biden nominates James Clyburn's daughter to Federal Commission on Poverty. Well, it ends poverty for her, I guess. She's the federal co-chairman now of the Southeast Crescent Regional Commission. That's even a bigger nationwide search than for Mika Brzezinski's brother. The South Carolina Democrat, who's over 80, James Clyburn's daughter, has often spoken of Jennifer Clyburn Reed as someday taking his place in Congress. Well, this sets her up. She's got a nice hack job now, right? One more thing before we go to the phone lines. This is the headline from the Daily Mail. Fauci fears new vaccine-resistant COVID variant could emerge. And again, even if he believes that, which I don't think he does for an instant, why would he say something like that? He's trying to get people to take the vaccine, but why would you take the vaccine if it's not going to work? In an interview with McClatchy, the bankrupt newspaper chain, on Wednesday, yesterday, Fauci said so many variants have emerged during the pandemic that he fears a strain more serious than the Delta variant could be on the horizon. And again, so could a flying saucer, and an invasion of flying saucers could be on the horizon. Dr. Fauci said he fears a vaccine-resistant strain of COVID-19 could form in the coming months if the nation can't get more people vaccinated. But just one day earlier, he said the United States is currently on a trajectory in its recent surge of COVID-19 cases that is strikingly similar to the outbreak seen in the UK, where cases have been declining precipitously in recent weeks. So he realized that wasn't a selling point, so he decided to go back to the total scare tactics. Steve from Cambridge, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, I admire and respect Jeff Deal, but if he is the Republican candidate for governor, that will ensure a Democrat like Maura Healey will be our next governor, and whoever that person is going to be to the left of Charlie Baker, as much as you dislike him.
I know, and we've had this discussion before, Steve, and I understand exactly what you're saying, but at some point, do you want to reward the kind of behavior that Charlie Parker has exhibited, especially in his last term?
Well, it's like cutting off my nose to spite my face to put someone who is far worse than Charlie Baker in.
How would she be worse, though, Steve?
Woke, she'll appoint everybody who can go on to any kind of judgeship as far left judges as she can possibly find.
Have you looked at the people Charlie Parker has been appointing to the judgeship, Steve?
I can't say that I've looked at them, but I feel very confident Maura Healey and her ilk would do far worse.
Perhaps she could do worse. I'm not sure far. I'm not sure you could use the modifier far when you consider Charlie Parker's appointments. I understand what you're saying, but I would like to see Charlie Parker punished for his appalling mismanagement, his catastrophic mismanagement, calamitous stewardship of the state over the last couple of years. Thanks for the call, Steve. 844-500-4242. Everyone in my family loves Balance 7. My daughter Charlotte takes it right before bed, and the mailroom manager likes it throughout the day. Balance 7 has helped me with all my aches and discomfort. Recently, my daughter Tina visited and was really tired from the flight. Immediately, I said, take some Balance 7. I've been using Balance 7 for months now, and I wish I'd learned about it years earlier. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims, but with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. If you've been holding off, don't wait any longer. When I take Balance 7, I don't feel my energy fading as the day wears on. I have a jug at the studio and a jug at home. Balance 7 reduces the acids that build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference in 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. Go to balance7.com and put in code Howie for free shipping. That's balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
844-500-4242. Again, remember to stop by if you're in the Hudson area, sort of central Massachusetts. Tomorrow we'll be at Tux Trucks from noon to 6, Grace and I. And come on by and check out the great GMC selection of motor vehicles and have some food from the 110 Grill. Pick up some bread from Pianta Dosi Bakery. A lot of reasons to come on down, get some pictures taken with us. We're looking forward to seeing you. Come on down. Tux Trucks in Hudson, New Hampshire. Farmer John says, I'm thinking of a career change. Could you put in a good word for me with Parker as vice chancellor to the executive secretary of Cal Flatulence? It depends on whether or not we get that very necessary Transportation and Climate Initiative, TCIN. What's raising the gas tax from 24 cents to 62 cents if we can have someone in charge of Cal Flatulence, right? Bruce, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bruce.
Hey, Howie.
Hi.
You know, I feel totally responsible because I let them drag. Remember the old expression, dragging the wool over your eyes, like pulling your shirt up over your head.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Bruce. Two House Democrats, this is from Texas, who broke the quorum, you know, that they flew the flea baggers. They are now have taken off to vacation in Portugal. State Reps Julie Johnson of Farmers Branch and Jessica Gonzalez of Dallas were not with other House Democrats on Tuesday. In a text exchange through the San Antonio Express News on Tuesday night, Gonzalez referred to the Portugal trip as rumors and said no one has shown proof. These are rumors, period. End of story. She didn't deny it. She just said they were rumors. Meanwhile, illegal aliens in the news. At least 10 illegal aliens apparently are dead and 20 were injured when an overloaded van crashed Wednesday on a highway in a tiny town about 100 miles south of Corpus Christi. So 10 people dead, 10 illegals dead. Wilmington, Delaware. Two women who stole a Make America Great Again hat from a President Trump supporter at the Democrat National Convention have pleaded guilty to hate crimes in connection with the viral confrontation. Good. Olivia Winslow and Cameron Amy were caught on video last August 20th destroying Trump signs and snatching a red MAGA cap outside the Democrat National Convention in Wilmington, Delaware, as Joe Biden gave his incoherent acceptance speech. 844-500-4242. Atlantic Magazine billionaire owner Lauren Powell Jobs, she's the widow of Steve Jobs. She has written a story for her magazine encouraging the Biden administration to mandate that the unvaccinated be on a no-fly list. Why is this an ironic point? She owns not one, but two private jets. Two private jets. But if you don't have the money to buy one, let alone two private jets, she wants you to be banned from flying. Amazing. Really amazing. Flying is not a right, and the case for restricting it to vaccinated people is straightforward. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. So that's rules for her. That's all she rules for you, but not for her. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. We didn't even get to all the Biden cuts today. We were so busy. We'll get to everything tomorrow, though. In the meantime, the Herald just posted a story. Double Dipper paid $220,000 plus working for the MBTA and the Denver Transit agencies. He never came to Boston. He got paid $130,000, never came to Boston, and he maintained a full job in Denver. Your tax dollars at work. Vote for the TCI. I'm Howie Carr.